In continuation of Kootenay Co-op Radio's 25th anniversary celebration, they will be hosting the fifth in a series of basement sessions featuring local performing artists. The sessions are dubbed the Sing Chong Sessions in honor of the historic building that KCR occupies. Constructed in 1901, the Kootenay Co-op Radio building is valued for being the last surviving Chinese-Canadian built and owned building in Nelson's original Chinatown. The Sing Chong Sessions have thus far hosted a group of Selkirk music students, Doom Metal Halloween Magic with Pure Love Eternal and Mr. Aardvark, and an old-time radio Christmas hour complete with a brass band and someone playing a saw. On Saturday, February 22nd, come be a part of the live studio audience for this intimate evening of folk blues with local stars Holly Hyatt and John Burden, live from the KCR basement. Pay what you can. Space is limited. Doors at 7:30 p.m. This year KCR will be commemorating their quarter century of broadcasting with multiple events throughout the year. These events are community celebrations in which everyone is welcome, whether you have a connection to KCR or not. The 11th Annual Blues Brews and Barbecue, a fundraiser for KCR and the Kootenay Blues Society on Saturday, March 1st at Finley's Bar and Grill, will present a Kootenay Women's Blues Review with featured singers Bella Catt, Erin Sheriff, Reese Warner, Holly Hyatt and Judy Brown. The festivities will begin at 7 p.m. with an opening set by Mr. A. Tickets are available at Finley's. On Saturday, March 15th at the Royal on Baker, come out for a very grateful night, a Grateful Dead tribute night with performances by Tulsa Naturals, The Grateful Life, Heavy Sweaters, Snakes and Horses, and Rob Funk. Doors at 8 p.m. and show starts at 8:30. Tickets are available on the Royal's website and are only $20 for KCR members and $25 for non-members. Kootenay Co-op Radio is an anomaly. It is a thriving community radio station in a very small rural market, and it is not affiliated with a campus, so it doesn't receive any student fees to fund its operations, and it is also a cooperative. Many stations have come and gone in our area. Both Salmo and Creston have lost their community radio station, and this is a big loss to a small community. These radio stations are low barrier and allow volunteer programmers to host a show and speak directly to their community. When this is lost, these voices are silenced. KCR has had its challenges, but overall, the station is thriving. This is due in no small part to its monthly members, who financially support the station for as little as $5 per month. This sort of unrestricted funding allows the station's staff to focus on quality programming and supporting the volunteer programmers rather than spending time chasing funding just to keep the lights on and the mics powered. Kootenay Co-op Radio staff, board and volunteers are looking forward to the 25th anniversary celebration year, and they invite everyone to come out and celebrate with them and get to know your local community radio station.